I'm Tom Hoos from Earlton, New York, and I'm listening to WGXC Acra, New York.
WGXC's Essential Radio Pledge Drive continues on Tuesday, October 6th. Tune in to WGXC 90.7 FM for the best in creative community radio, all sorts of interviews about political issues in your community, and all sorts of music from around the corner and around the world with radio art, unexpected sounds, the Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate, the Public News Service national news updates, and all sorts of local news, community conversation, and more at WGXC 90.7 FM. Tune in on Tuesday, October 6th for the latest episode of Leper's Garden, the death metal show from Mantis at 8 p.m., and then the Battlefield Earth show from Dan Seward from somewhere in Hudson is live at 10 p.m. on Tuesday, October 6th on 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Lennox Local in Lennox, Massachusetts. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. There has been a small outbreak of coronavirus cases in Greene County this week, with the Greenville Central School District reported its first COVID-19 case on October 2nd, and the total number of cases in Greene County up from 5 to 13 between September 30th and October 2nd. And on October 1st, the Greene County office building in Catskill was closed until October 5th after a building and grounds employee there tested positive. Greene County did not announce any COVID-19 information on October 3rd, but Columbia County announced two new cases for 14 active cases in total there. Albany County announced October 2nd that it has 23 new COVID cases. Rensselaer County reported 6 new cases and 3 hospitalizations, including one in intensive care, on October 2nd. Meanwhile, local politicians reacted to the news that the President of the United States caught COVID-19 and was taken to a military hospital. Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck, posted on his campaign's media accounts, quote, "Wishing the President and the First Lady a fast and full recovery as they battle this terrible virus. No one is immune from this pandemic, and we must be diligent in protecting and caring for ourselves and those around us." Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media that there are 5 days left to register to vote in the November general election. Voters in New York must be registered to cast a ballot by October 9th. People can register in person, by mail, or online with their local county board of elections or the state board of elections. People can also register to vote through a participating agency such as the Department of Motor Vehicles if they have a state-issued form of identification. People can also register by mail by filling out a registration form and sending it to the local board of elections by the deadline. Registration forms can be found online, or they can be mailed by the county board of elections. The Greene County Board of Elections is located at 411 Main Street, Suite 437 in Catskill, and the Columbia County Board of Elections is at 401 State Street in Hudson. Mail-in registration applications must be postmarked no later than October 9th and received by a Board of Elections by October 14th to be eligible to vote on November 3rd. In-person applications must be brought to the Board of Elections by October 9th. Registered voters in Columbia County may vote early at 401 State Street in Hudson. Registered voters in Greene County may vote early at the Greene County Office Building, 4th floor, Suite 430, 411 Main Street in Catskill. Early voting at both locations will take place October 24th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., October 25th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., October 26th from noon to 8 p.m., October 29th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., October 30th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., October 31st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and November 1st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The last day to apply for an absentee ballot online by fax or by email is October 27th. The last day to apply in person for an absentee ballot is November 2nd. Absentee ballots must be postmarked by November 3rd and received by the Board of Elections by November 10th to be counted. Read more about the story at HudsonValley360.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting that Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan, October 1st, unveiled the county's 2021 budget of $333.8 million, which lowers spending 2.6% from the current year spending plan and avoids layoffs without a tax increase. Quote, "I think we got the balance right," unquote, said Ryan. Quote, "We've reduced overall spending. We did it with no tax increases and no layoffs, and we are continuing to invest in those key areas of rebuilding a more equitable economy and taking care of each other at a moment of need," unquote. The budget reduces spending $2 million for social services and $1.23 million for the sheriff's office. Mental health services will get a $540,000 increase to $13.7 million, including $900,000 for a mobile mental health services. Public health spending will increase $140,000 to $7.9 million, and including $670,000 for opioid use prevention. The county will spend $48.5 million on infrastructure and $5.3 million for economic development. Ryan said the county has a healthy, unappropriated fund balance that can keep the county's finances stable through 2022. Quote, "We have that financial flexibility. We are maintaining a level of operations that I think we can maintain through a continued bumpy road if that's what comes," unquote, he said. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. And Tasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the new Lebanon School Board has named Andrew Court as the district's new superintendent. Court was serving as principal of the Walter B. Howard Elementary School in West Lebanon prior to his appointment. He replaces Leslie Whitcomb, who retired last month. Quote, "I congratulate him and I thank the board for their efforts to make sure that this wonderful school district will have the leadership necessary to continue on its trajectory of success and responsible stewardship of this community's most valuable resource, its children," unquote, Whitcomb wrote in a letter to the school community. Court assumed the district's top job on October 1st. Quote, "I love every part of this district. It's a very special place," unquote, Court said. Quote, "So I am absolutely thrilled to continue my leadership role here as a district superintendent," unquote. Prior to coming to New Lebanon in 2014, Court taught the fifth grade for 10 years at Glenmont Elementary School in the Bethlehem Central School District. Court holds a master's degree in reading and literacy from SUNY Albany and a bachelor's degree in special and elementary education from the College of St. Rose. He also holds a certificate in education and administration and leadership from the College of St. Rose as well. In May, the State Education Department named the Walter B. Howard Elementary School a 2019-20 recognition school. Under the Every Student Succeeds Act, recognition schools are those with high academic achievement and strong progress. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org. This is Tamara with the WGXC weather. From the National Weather Service in Albany, Sunday the prediction is for mostly sunny skies with a high near 59 and a low around 43. Then Monday there's a 20% chance of rain. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 60 and a low around 42. Then Tuesday should be sunny again with a high near 63 and a low around 47. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
All Together Now listens for feedback from the public. Anyone who wants to leave a public comment can call 518-291-9492 and leave an audio message up to 3 minutes with any sort of opinion about something you heard on All Together Now. You can also send emails to info@wgxc.org with opinions about what you hear here.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Christian Swenningson of Stuyvesant, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
It's time again for WGXC's Pledge Drive. This time, essential radio is the theme. And we know that these days during the pandemic, not all of you have the means to make a donation to community radio. Those of you that do have the means to keep Community Voices on 90.7 FM, please do at wgxc.org/donate or call 518-697-7400. But if you do not have the means these days, there are still ways to help. For one, you could call our 3-minute phone line at 518-291-WGXC or 518-291-9492. Leave a 3-minute message about why community radio is important to you and why others should make a donation to WGXC. If you do have the means, by all means do become a sustainable supporter at wgxc.org/donate and help keep community radio on the air in your community. If you don't have the means, you can also amplify the WGXC Essential Radio Pledge Drive on social media by retweeting and liking and sharing posts about the WGXC Pledge Drive or about how to become a sustainable supporter at wgxc.org/donate. Please do what you can to help keep Community Voices on the air at 90.7 FM.
90.7 FM.
Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a student at Columbia Greene Community College, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Mishuda, and I'm 18 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Patia, and I'm 6 years old, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Nico, I'm 10 years old, and I'm from Philmont.
I'm Lena, I am 10 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate.
Bookish things.
And we're really glad to have Nico joining us today as our new co-host, at least for the day, hopefully, for many more weeks to come. So welcome, Nico. Glad you could join us. And we're also glad to have some of our friends back who haven't been able to make it the past few weeks. It's really good to see everybody. Or hear everybody. We're on a Zoom call. You can't tell, right? This is our new way of recording. We do little Zoom calls. But we're really excited to talk about books. But we also want to talk about our love for WGXC, who has had Bound by Books on the radio since the radio station first launched and has made a space for youth voices and for all of us to talk about books every week. And we're very grateful for that. And WGXC is kicking off the next pledge drive right now. We're looking to gain some new sustaining donors during this pledge drive. And we're hoping that anyone out there listening who loves youth radio and community radio, hands-on radio, commercial-free radio, might want to support WGXC and help keep shows like Bound by Books on the air. And sustaining donors give a set amount each month. You can set it up to be automatically deducted from your account, which makes it very easy to remember to give each month because you don't have to remember it at all. And it can be any amount. You could give $5 a month, $10, $15, $20, and so on. So please do join us in becoming sustaining donors. Or if you just want to make a one-time donation, we like those too. Every little bit counts. So to make a tax-deductible contribution, you can go online to wgxc.org/donate, or you can give a call at 518-697-7400 and make your pledge. All right. And next week, we're going to be talking with another programmer on the show, hopefully. And we'll find out what kind of books they like and what their radio show is like, what brought them to WGXC. So it'll be really fun to have another guest on the show. But until then, let's talk about some books. Who would like to start us off?
I'll start. I went to Barnes & Noble a couple weeks ago. It was my first trip back to the mall in a very, very long time. And so I finally got the chance to spend a Barnes & Noble gift card that I got a very long time ago. I ended up getting a comic or a manga, basically, because it does read backwards. And it's a manga called Ibitsu by Haruto Ryo. It's a horror manga. I have not finished it yet. It seems to have like two separate stories going on right now, like an A story and a B story that I'll eventually get to connect. And it looks pretty good. It doesn't have much of a description, so I kind of just jumped into it with like very minimal research just to see what it would be about, and it's pretty good so far.
Is there an age rating on it?
Yeah, there actually is.
Sometimes they have those.
It seems to be rated for older teens.
Older teens. Well, I suspected that when it was a horror comic.
Yeah. Barnes & Noble has started actually wrapping their stuff for older teens and mature audiences in like plastic wrap pretty much. So yeah. That's why I could not get any idea of what it was about at first, because it was wrapped in plastic wrap. So I couldn't open it, because I guess people would probably just look at a comic or a manga and assume it's meant for children and would buy it. When they really aren't, they're for a really large range of ages. Mm-hmm. And so I couldn't actually open it until I bought it.
I hope it is very good. Sounds up your alley. I know you like horror and comics.
Just in time for Halloween.
Yeah, good timing. Thanks, Amelia. How about Mashuda? Do you have a book you want to talk about?
Yes. Okay, so this book is by Is Everyone Hanging Out Without Me? By Mindy Kaling. So Mindy Kaling has lived many lives, the obedient child of immigrant professionals, a timid trapster freed of her own bike, a band, a flag, impersonating off-Broadway performer and playwright. Finally, she's fighting with her friends and coworkers with the sentence, "Can I just say one thing about this? And then I swear I will shut up about it." So she's finally standing up for herself. Like, she's seeing that, you know, she's seeing that she's an outcast and everyone is hanging out without her.
So that's when you're interested in reading?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard it's very funny, but I haven't read it yet.
And I also have a funny poem. "Don't change on my account. If you're sloppy, that's just fine. If you're moody, I won't mind. If you're fat, that's fine with me. If you're skinny, let it be. If you're bossy, that's all right. If you're nasty, I won't fight. If you're rough, well, that's just you. If you're mean, that's all right too. Whatever you are is all okay. I don't like you anyway."
Oh.
Yeah.
Such a sweet poem.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing. Mattia, did you have a book to share?
Yes, I have a book. Like, it's my honey book. It's like, this is the book about like a dog and a boy.
It's called Henry and Mudge.
Henry and Mudge. Yeah, you got it correct.
By Cynthia Ryland, right?
I didn't know the Henry and Mudge.
Yeah, that's a series. We have a bunch of those.
Dog. The last dog. The dog gets lost somewhere. Yeah. So like their parents like get bad, like get cool, doesn't have like any friends or brothers to play with. So they bought a puppy, a small puppy. Like first the puppy was born, then like turned into a baby. Now like the puppy is a kid. Soon's gonna be a grown up, and that's like the end of the story.
So it follows. Is Mudge the dog? I assume.
Yeah, Henry and Mudge.
Yeah.
This is Henry and that's Mudge, and that's all.
But they're good friends.
It's a very short story.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I do.
That's great. Thanks so much for sharing that. Lena, do you have a book to talk about?
Yeah. Well, it's actually a chapter of a book, and it's from the book The Scary States of America, and the chapter is Maine Haunted Movie Theater, and it's basically about this man who went to Portland, Maine, and he went to the town solo instead of going with his parents. And there were comic book stores he wanted to check out, is also what it says. And so there was like a tour of like an old movie, and he noticed a weird woman across the aisle of the old Strand Theater he was checking out. And so he went up to the woman, and actually the woman started talking, and he struck up a conversation with her, which eventually led her to saying, I'm an actor for the movie, I guess is what you could say. And she gave him a quote-unquote tour of the movie set, even though it wasn't the movie set. And there were a bunch of people there when he went to, like, go tour it. But when he came back, he talked to one of the tour guides or something like that after the woman, like, gave him a tour of the quote-unquote movie set. And so he said, wow, the movie set looks amazing. When are they going to be done shooting? And so he was told that the movie was actually done shooting, I think, 5 years ago? I don't really know, but it was, like, years ago. And he looked around, basically. I'm bad explaining this chapter. And he looked around and saw that there was no one there. And so basically the tour guide person said that he was talking to their great-great-grandma, I think.
I guess as far as hauntings go, that one isn't so bad. Doesn't seem that scary. Just different. Have you read many of the states, like many of the chapters in that book?
No.
No? Are you reading them in order, or are you just picking states at random?
Picking states at random.
Cool. Maybe we'll hear some more in the coming weeks, perhaps.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. Nico, do you have a book you wanted to share?
This book is called The Betsy Tacy Treasury. It doesn't have a age thing. It's four books in one. It's about three girls who are best friends, and they just do a lot of stuff together. And the story that I wanted to talk about today was when they were 12, and they act in the play Rip Van Winkle, and Betsy, Tacy, and Tib, that's their names. Betsy's uncle was an actor who ran away from, like, his house, and they found him. I mean, yeah.
Have you read all of the books in the Treasury yet? Yeah. Is that one, that one's your favorite, though? What are the names of the books? Do you remember?
Betsy Tacy. Betsy Tacy and Tib. Betsy and Tacy Go Over the Big Hill, and Betsy and Tacy Go Downtown.
So Betsy Tacy and Tib was the name of the one that you talked about, right?
Betsy and Tacy Go Downtown.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's pretty much based on Betsy and Tacy because the first part of the book is just them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. is then. What made you choose that book?
Well, I just really like it, and I'm borrowing it from my friend, and I haven't seen her in a couple months, so I've just had the book. Yeah.
Since you're new to the show, too, can you tell us a little bit of what kinds of books you like?
I like lots of stuff. I like graphic novels. I like novels. Particularly right now, I'm reading the Nancy Drew mysteries. They're really good. Yeah.
I can't believe I've never read Nancy Drew. I need to do that some point in my life. They're like such classics. I love the cover art for the, especially the older ones, like the originals. The cover art's really pretty. And I remember reading them as a kid, but I never read them.
I have the classics.
Nice. Maybe you can suggest one for me sometime. I can check out one of her best. Great. Thanks for sharing that book. I've never read Betsy Tacy either, so I'm 4 Betsy Tacy's and who knows how many Nancy Drew's behind you on that. So the book I wanted to talk about this week is a graphic novel, and it's not quite a memoir, but it's based on one of the author's childhoods and lives. So it's called When Stars Are Scattered. It's by Victoria Jameson and Omar Muhammad. And Victoria Jameson is a graphic novel author and artist. She did a book that I loved called Roller Girl, which maybe some of you have read. And Omar Muhammad is an American citizen who was born in Somalia, and he had to flee his home when he was a young boy and ended up in Kenya at a refugee camp with his younger brother. And he was separated from his parents during this time. And so it sort of follows him and his brother through much of their childhood into their teens in this refugee camp, and sort of shows what life is like in the refugee camp, kind of day-to-day things, schooling, kind of the desire to, or the hope that someday you'll be reunited with your family that you've been separated from, as well as the hope that you'll sometime end up outside of a refugee camp, either back home or in another country like the United States, and sort of what that process is like, getting brought in for interviews to maybe have an opportunity to go somewhere else. And it's just a very nice story. Omar's brother Hassan has some disability where he's not a very verbal. He has one word that he says, but otherwise he doesn't communicate with words. So that poses some challenges. And they sort of there's a woman that they are sort of paired with because she's a woman who doesn't have a family, and there are 2 young boys that are there without their parents so early on that they're paired up with her. And so she becomes sort of a mother to them, although they still have a mother in the world, or they hope that they have a mother in the world that they'll sometime be reunited with. So it's a very nice story. It's mostly really uplifting, and it's not super dark or anything, even though they're facing some challenges. But it was very moving. And then at the end of the graphic novel, there's a author's note as well from Omar Muhammad about his experience, and they talk about what was changed in the story, because it's not a direct memoir. Like, they had to make up some characters, and he talks about his life, and they also talk about sort of what happened after where the graphic novel ends and get you updated on what he's doing in life. So it was very moving. I'll admit I cried a little reading it, but I cry a lot. So, yeah, but it is an emotional read. Highly suggested. It's a middle grade graphic novel. So I think anyone of our co-hosts today would be appropriate for them. But I'm an adult too, and I loved it. So I'd suggest it for, let's say, almost all ages, because some of the subject matter is, you know, really tough. Like, it covers war and the refugee experience and being separated from parents. I could see littles that are a little more sensitive to those kind of topics. Might be a little much for them, but really nice story. But yeah, so that's When Stars Are Scattered by Victoria Jameson and Omar Muhammad. And it was also recently nominated for the National Book Award for Young People's Literature. They released the long list recently, and then I think it's in early October, they bring the long list down to 5 books. So I don't know if it'll make the final 5, but it was nominated for that. So fingers crossed.
Yeah, it sounds like a really good book.
Yeah. We have a lot of really great graphic novels at the library, especially I feel like there's a lot of really amazing middle grade graphic novels. Like there's great ones for teens and adults too, but they're pretty good. I don't know. Part of why I read below my age group. So, is there anything else anyone wanted to share today? Anything that they've been enjoying? I could say one. I watched the Enola Holmes movie. This is a new Netflix movie. It's based on a book that I haven't read that's about the sister of Sherlock Holmes. Yeah, it has her adventures, and it stars Millie Brown? I forget her name.
Millie Bobby Brown, think? I think.
Yeah. she's really good in it. It was fun. You know, wasn't the best movie I've ever seen in my entire life, but most movies aren't. So it was a fun movie, and I would definitely watch more. I've heard they're planning some more, and I'm curious to check out the books as well, because it was like a fun adventure mystery, as you might expect from Sherlock Holmes' sister. Fun. Anyone else?
I'm getting ready for Halloween. I don't know. I'm probably going to reread some of my favorite horror stuff. Yeah. I know I have. I also have The Scary States of America, and I tend to read that around this time, even though it's falling apart and I have to be very careful with it. I'm probably going to reread some Junji Ito and The Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark anthology, because that's just a must.
Does anyone else read scary stories around Halloween?
Scary stories are too scary for me.
Scary for me, Sheila. That's okay. Maybe you could do a light Halloween read. Like, not too scary.
I've heard a couple scary stories, but I've never, like, read any, like, scary books.
I try to read one around Halloween. Like, even if it's just one. I try to read at least one scary book, because I don't read scary books that often. So it's sort of fun, like once a year, to try to find something that's scary. And sometimes they're lighter scary than others. I've read some really scary ones, though. I picked out one for this year. I don't remember what it's called, but I have it at home. I heard about it on a podcast that I listened to, and it's by an author that I like, and it sounded really scary. So I hope I make it through without losing sleep.
Yeah, I once like tried to read a scary book, and like I finished like one chapter, and then like I remembered it when I was sleeping, and I woke up crying. Yeah,
one of the scarier books I ever read, I read on a vacation. So I think that added to it, because I was in unfamiliar places. So like the dark spots in like an unfamiliar space are scarier than the dark spots in like your home where you know them really well. And then I was also on a trip where there were bears potentially nearby, and I'm really scared of bears. So I was scared of this monster and of the bears at the same time. So it was quite traumatic, but I made it through. I like getting scared once in a while. I think it's good for you occasionally. Yeah. So to our listeners who are listening to this on Friday or via the podcast, this Saturday, there's an event at Kitty's Market, which is at 60 South Front Street in Hudson, New York, that is a voter registration fair. So for anyone that's 18 or over that is not registered to vote, we definitely encourage you to go out and register. And if you go to this event at Kitty's, which is this new place in town, so you get to check out the new place, they're also going to be doing a raffle for a Nintendo Switch Lite. So you might win a prize by registering to vote. Oh, and I know somebody on this radio show wants to register to vote, so maybe you could go to that event. And that's hosted by Kitty's Market and the Spark of Hudson, so definitely check that out. Oh, and that's in the afternoon, 1 to 5. That same day, there's an event around State and Second Streets. There's going to be a mural painting party where you can come and paint a flower. So they're painting sort of a community garden on the ground on the street. And that's going to be from 9 to 6. So if you want to paint a flower on the street of Hudson, that's all ages, and they're providing all the supplies and everybody's welcome to join. I'm definitely going to go paint a little flower.
Sounds what fun. Street is it on?
State and Second Streets in Hudson. So that's Saturday, October 3rd from 9 to 6. So there's like a whole day of you can paint a flower, register to vote if you're 18 or over, encourage somebody else to register to vote if you're not. That should be fun. But we're just about out of time for today, but we want to remind our listeners that WGXC needs our support to stay on the air, keep operations moving along. And we're looking to add some new sustaining donors for WGXC. So if you're able to commit an amount of money of your choosing every month to WGXC to help keep shows like Bound by Books on the air, we would really appreciate that. You can make a tax-deductible contribution online at wgxc.org/donate, or you can call 518-697-7400, and one of the wonderful WGXC staffers will help you with your pledge. And you can also make a one-time donation if you prefer that, and information is available at wgxc.org/donate or 518-697-7400. But we appreciate everyone for listening today. We wish you a great week with lots of quality reading time. Happy reading.
Bye.
Later, spit the knife, dirty the bather, follow the dark. Hello, everyone. I'm Echo Rowe, and I'm here with Thatcher Keats, and we're going to talk about why WGXC is important to us and our shows and everything. So, hi.
Hi, Echo. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I am fine. I am good. I am great. I am honored to be on your new show. Congratulations.
Yes, I'm not. I haven't started yet, but I'm going to probably on October 16th.
October 16th is going to be the first show. Okay, I get it. Well, that's good. I'm telling you, if there was ever a kid who was well prepped to do a radio show, I would imagine it is you.
Thank you.
Like, does it seem comfortable for you to be on the air?
Yeah, because I haven't been on in a while, but I have a lot in the past, so.
Right, and you've got all kinds of experience. So let me ask you, Echo, have you heard any recent news by any chance?
No, not really. What are you talking about? So do you want to tell the listeners about your show?
Sure. I am, I'm one of the original WGXC programmers. I did my first show even before we were broadcasting, when it was just still online. How I ended up doing the show, I think, was talking to your dad at the International Supper at the church, 10 or 12 years ago. And I do a show on WGXC, which has a lot of field recordings. I make a lot of recordings of people sharing stuff, telling stories, giving me lists, reading little excerpts from books. I play music and I do a lot of monologues, I guess you would say, for lack of a better term. And I feel that I guess I'm like one of the older members of the WGXC community. Which is a tremendous source of pride for me, and feels like artistic accomplishment too, because I believe very deeply in radio. Do you know that film used to happen in cameras before it happened on our phones? It used to happen in cameras, and it happened on film instead of digitally. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I used to work in photo darkrooms, and so I would be 40 or 50 hours a week in the darkroom, and I needed stuff to listen to. And that's where I sort of first came to deeply love and deeply understand what radio could do for me as an individual and for the community. I remember listening in the darkroom when I was a teenager to WBAI in New York City, and they would be saying, "We are the only ones who will say that Reagan is bad, that we don't like Reagan, that Reagan has to go." We used to have a president named Ronald Reagan. And I realized that radio could be made up of me and you and your mom and your dad and the other people on the station and the other people under the age of 18 who do radio, and all of us, you know, kooky adults who are doing stuff, and we get to make this lovely fabric. And I think that that deserves as much support as possible. And I know that a lot of people don't have a lot of money these days in the pandemic, but a couple of people have money. And those couple of people who have money, anyone who might have had stock in Apple, for example, this past 6 months, you know, they could just help us out.
Yeah, because WGXC, like, gives us so many opportunities, and it's such like an amazing platform for so many individuals, and it's so important to continue or give support to any like platform that's local, and that's why WGXC needs your help.
I agree, and I implore anyone out there who has the means to help us out. And we're not even asking for $20,000. We're asking for $10 a month. You know, how quickly can do you burn through $10 buying lattes, you know, which I guess is the old argument. A thing that you just mentioned, you were talking about all the people who get to contribute to community radio through WGXC, but does the audience understand how broad and diverse the community is at WGXC in age, in race, in ethnic background, in religion, in politics, in everything? You know, I think it's one of the most worthwhile things that we could do here in Columbia County and Greene County.
Yes, I totally agree. My show, which is going to be starting October 16th, I'm pretty sure it's going to be called Radio Rebel. And its main premise and whole reasoning behind it is I want to provide a platform for teens. I'm going to have friends over, and like we're going to have discussions about subjects we're interested in. We're going to talk about events in the community and anything that like provokes interest to people around my age. So that's the main reasoning behind my show.
That's brilliant. I can't wait for that, Echo. So you mean anything that interests you, so whether it's cultural or political or local or anything else?
Yes.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, more power to you, Echo.
Yes. And so we just want to encourage people to give their support to WGXC and either call 518-697-7400 or become a sustaining supporter or donate at WGXC.org/donate. And we're already at 2/3 of our goal of sustaining supporters.
Oh, that is great. That is really good news. Would you give the number again?
Yes, 518-697-7400.
All right, great. I am going to do all that stuff on my show. I'm doing a show on Sunday night at 6 o'clock. I do the first Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. And isn't the place to go, am I correct, is it WGXC.org/donate?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's hope. And can we promise our listeners that if they support us and we can keep going, they will hear the most magical and kooky and informative and fun things they've ever heard blasting out of their car radio coming out of WGXC speakers?
Yes, that is WGXC.
That is WGXC in a nutshell. All right. It's really an honor to get to talk to you. I can't wait for your show. I mean, crikey, I've been taking pictures of you since you were, what, probably, you know, 5 or 8 years old, right?
Yes.
Something like that. So it's been a privilege getting to watch you grow and to grow in the greater WGXC community. So keep on rocking. I can't wait for the show. Say the name of the show again.
Radio Rebel.
Radio Rebel. That's good. Falls off the tongue rather nicely.
Yes. All right. Bye-bye. All right.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Hey, have a seat.
Please, have a seat.
Here.
Thank you.
So we got some questions for you.
Okay. Well, but first, let's introduce Maria and her show. That's the first way to go.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
CC.
Okay, so Maria, I asked that you come and stop by on the show because I love your show and I wanted to plug it on our show.
Yeah, it was her Thank idea, you. Totally. Thank Not you. That I don't like the show, but it was her idea.
I love it.
I was shocked. I was shocked.
To shock this man is hard.
Well, CC has a great deal of sophistication and musical knowledge.
Yes,
so
she does.
I totally expect this of her.
Yeah, and I expect to hear it sometimes. Well, we're going to do a lot of music.
What's your show, Maria? Go ahead and plug
it. It's called The Hudson Cafe.
The Hudson
and
Cafe.
It's on the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month at 11
Very
o'clock.
Cool.
And I play a lot of old jazz. And,
good jazz.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, we all kind of know Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong.
Coltrane,
and
Miles.
All the greats, but I always like to throw in some obscure things.
Yeah.
Fats.
last week I was doing hula music from Hawaii.
Wow. Hula music.
Yeah, just to shake it up a little. But, you know, I like to throw in a lot of odd things. We got the school bus. And occasionally have guests, although right now it's kind of hard to do that.
Yeah.
But, but it's a lot of fun. And I always...
Iffy Cobbins, welcome by. Hi, Iffy. Live radio. Sorry, Maria, didn't mean to interrupt
you. Okay. You've been doing it the whole time.
I know. It's just, it's so much...
Do a silent wave.
We've been doing our shows indoor, you know, Zoom indoors.
Mm-hmm.
So to actually talk to live people is so exciting. I get a little excited.
It's not really what it is. It's that he's cooped up in the house and he's just not getting out. That's really what it is.
Personal issues.
They're always personal issues.
You deal with the public constantly.
Every day.
And I have to say, Cece, I love Roland Gerser, and I always love seeing you there.
Same. I would say the same.
You always have this upbeat spirit that is wonderful to encounter.
Thank you.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's true.
So, Maria, we know that you have a show.
Yeah.
Now we can hear it better,
Right. And we wanted to know, we had some questions. So the first question we wanted to ask is, what is your favorite program? And obviously your program is your favorite, but outside of your program, what is your favorite WJXC program right now that's on the air, or even since it's been on the air?
Oh, man. You know, I really love... Cheryl Kay's show.
Oh, Cheryl Kay.
Yeah.
Cheryl Kay. Yes. Jared, poor hump devil.
Woo. She has a real easy style.
I know, right?
And it just sounds effortless.
I know. Well, she's been doing it a long time, too. Yeah.
I love that quality that it's like, you know, just off the top of her head. Yeah, I'm sure she puts a lot of work into it.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
But she's got that whole, hey, now we're going to listen to a little Miles.
I wish you were like that, you know?
That's very exciting.
But I also like Michael Wilde's show, mostly.
Oh, Stones, yeah, that's good too.
Because it's always unexpected. Mm-hmm. He's always doing something.
It's like ours. We're the Seinfeld of radio.
It's
a show about nothing, really.
I like that.
What?
Yeah.
You debate that?
Yeah, I think we're quite substantial. I think we have a lot to talk
about. Seinfeld was substantial. What are you talking about?
Nothing is very deep.
No,
nothing is very deep. Not in this show.
Yeah, that's right. That's the whole point. It's to bring you to the lighter side of things.
We
definitely need it.
So, I love that helmet. Where'd you get that?
Isn't that cool? It's called the Thousand.
It's really cool.
It's really cool.
I needed a bike helmet. I ride all the time.
Good for you. He should ride.
And I actually didn't used to wear a helmet.
What?
And I took a spill.
Oh, no.
On Warren Street. Uh-oh. Was that pretty?
No.
And my friend Margaret Zelinsky, who is a bike rider, said, you know, you only have one head.
That's right.
So I looked online
for...
In my case, you know.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, hello there.
Bike helmets that, you know, were...
Didn't wear like bulky or clunky.
Were attractive, shall we say.
It's
and
really
this is
cool.
the one I came up with.
It's very really cool. good looking.
So
I wouldn't expect anything less of you. You're a very, very trendy person.
Trendy?
Even her mind is trendy.
I just don't think that way. Wow.
Really?
I'm flattered.
That's why you're genuine.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, can we stop this love feast for a second?
So, Maria, and then her name is amazing, too. You know, it's better than Tommy D.
Ouch.
Maria, what is the first time you remember? When did you fall in love with radio, actually?
You know, I have to tell you, I've been a radio fan since I was a teenager. And I fell in love with radio maybe when I was 12 or 13.
I can feel that.
I grew up in Brooklyn.
Yeah, me too.
Brooklyn!
Yay, Woo! Brooklyn! Bensonhurst. What neighborhood?
Flatbush, baby.
Okay. We're sisters from another borough.
That's right.
When I was a kid, that was when... alternative rock was beginning, and
these kids don't get it.
It was when Bob Dylan first started
alternative radio
on FM radio, and Joan Baez, and I was really into this. Was all brand new at the time,
mm-hmm.
and that was the only place you could hear their music was when FM first began.
Sure.
And then I got into Gene Shepherd, who was...
Gene Shepherd.
Gene Shepherd was a guy who had a 45-minute
That's
show
the voice you hear on A Christmas Story.
Yeah, A Christmas Story, the movie, was his story.
Oh, it was his voice?
That's his voice, too.
And that's
great. He's got a great voice.
But he did a nightly radio show
that
he just improvised every night. And he was a
great storyteller. Yeah.
And I used to listen to him every night. And I think that really got me to... appreciate radio because you could listen to a story and your head just goes somewhere mm-hmm. else. Mm-hmm. It has that magical quality. It's like live theater where it really can sweep you away.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's
like the War of the Worlds thing.
Yeah. People really believed it.
Yeah. You know? It was so sad. Yeah.
Rebecca still does.
Can't get me like that.
So when did you start listening to radio?
I would say I was about the same. I think I was about maybe 10 or 11. And my mother, who is Jamaican, we're Jamaican, and, you know, Gregory Isaac and, you know, Garnet Silk and Bob with the songs that played in my house, which I love Jamaican music. I love reggae.
Yeah.
But I also knew that I was a part of me was American because we were here now.
Right.
And I didn't know how to navigate my friends who were American mm-hmm. outside of the talking about the things that they were talking about, you know, because what we were talking about was like immigration and this and that happening in the country,
yeah.
you know, but what they were talking about was what was happening right now with music, with artists, with rap. Rap was on the scene at that time. So the only way I could get that kind of music was by listening to the radio. And Hot 97 was my ticket to that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I started to love radio. And then what I used to do, which was even crazier, and anybody who's a 90s kid pretty much would know this. There was a time where people used to record. I would take a cassette tape, turn the radio on, and record the music.
Now we're going to sample the weather live, going to each of the three live web streams that WGXC has to listen to the weather outside. First, we'll hear the test site of Acoustica Commons with the microphone live in the Wave Farm Woods. Then we'll hear Zach Poff's pond station, microphones or hydrophones, in the bottom of the Wave Farm pond. Then we'll hear Quintron's Weather Warlock, a live stream of an analog drone synthesizer played by the changes in the weather, the changes in snow, rain, precipitation, the changes in the sunlight, the changes in wind, and the changes in temperature make the sound. We're hearing all three now, but next we're going to sample them one by one. First, the test site of Acoustic Commons, then Zach Poff's Pond Station, then the Weather Warlock. On the radio at WGXC.org. Go anytime there to listen.